So last week, Bill Cosby was convicted of all three counts of sexual assault. They went back in time, and they got a verdict I think was just. But my question is, how far are we going to go back to right the wrongs that have happened? Are we going to go back as far as Harvey Weinstein? Harvey Weinstein, a horrible man. I'd like to see him go to prison for some of the things that he's done. Everybody's argument when I said that we have a guy who admitted what he did and he's now in the White House. And I think people's argument was, well, he didn't drug anybody. He still assaulted them. There are still dozens of women who were assaulted by this man as he sits in the most exalted position in the United States of America. How far are we going to go back to right the wrongs? How far are we going to go back to say this is no longer tolerable? We all know women who have suffered at the hands of men, suffered at the hands of powerful men, suffered at the hands of men that they've trusted. And yet they walk around. They are in our precincts. They are in our courts. They are in police uniforms. They're in doctor's uniforms. They're businessmen. And they walk around free. How far are we going to go back? Is there a statute of limitations on right and wrong? If you are a sexual assaulter now, you were one then. And now is the time to right all those wrongs if we're going to do them. How far do we go back? What's the moratorium? What's the time limit? What's the statute of limitation? Do you say I'll go back 10 years or 15 years or 20 years or 30 years? If we're going to go back in time and right all the wrongs, we're going to be missing a lot of statues. We're going to be missing a lot of bridges, a lot of schools, because a lot of those things are named after the very people who did these heinous things. So I guess we can't go. We can only go back so time. I guess if we go back as far as a statue, that's too far. Bill Cosby is getting, I think, what he deserves. I think hopefully Harvey Weinstein will get what he deserves. I most certainly think that Donald Trump should eventually get what he deserves. How far do we go back? Because if we're going to take Cosby reruns off the air, when are we going to take Thomas Jefferson off the $2 bill? I saw a report that went back last year. It talked about how they had found Thomas Jefferson's mistress's apartment. Sally Hemings was not a mistress. She was his slave. She was his sex slave. She did his bidding. She either did what he wanted or he beat her or sold her children. And you're proud to have that on a $2 bill? Right doesn't have an expiration date. It is or it ain't. If we're going to go back as far as Cosby, we should go back as far as Thomas Jefferson. A lot of our bridges, schools, parks are named after men who brutalized women, who raped them. Is it too far to go back for that? For everything that Bill Cosby did, and he did a lot of wrong, Thomas Jefferson did it double. Harvey Weinstein did some horrible things. Either let me sexually assault you, or you can't be in this movie. Thomas Jefferson said, either let me do what I want to you, or I'll beat you or sell your children. That's a little note from the GED section. We got the Jazz Report coming up. It's the D.L. Hughley Show.